to relive our holidays. We dare you to return our haunted haze.
Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode
28. Ha, jinx.
You owe me a Coke. Well,
welcome back, guys. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and we apologize for that. If you've kept up with us weekly, you've kind of noticed that we haven't put out an episode in a little while, but it's been because some career changes, some life changes.
Yeah, we've just been kind of making some adjustments and getting used to our new schedules.
Yeah, for sure, but it's all been good.
Yeah.
It's summertime. Things are looking up. I know everybody's gearing up for those summertime activities. Going to the pool, going to the lake. Yes. Going on trips, going on road trips.
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes some creepy shit happens when you're on a road trip.
Especially if you go down a haunted road, right?
Yeah. I hope that we never come across a haunted road.
Oh, I think we have.
We've
definitely been to some haunted roads.
I know one time we were in Missouri and we were on that dirt road.
Oh, it was like
that. It was so dark outside.
Dirt road deliverance. Yeah.
And we, man, why did the GPS take us that way?
Because it was some crazy detour, remember?
Does that happen to anybody else? Does your GPS ever just take you like a super random ass route?
Yeah, the GPS is, the GPS is like, well, this might be faster. No, GPS, this is
I don't care. Just keep me on the concrete.
Yeah, a dirt road.
Like, you can go on your GPS and, like, say, avoid highways, avoid tolls. I want an option that says avoid dirt roads.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Especially if you've been driving on the highway the whole time.
Yeah. And yeah, that was creepy.
So if you guessed it, today's episode is going to be about haunted roads.
Yeah.
Haunted highways.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's some creepy-ass stories in there.
Yeah, for sure. There's probably a story that might be local to you. And if that's so, we would love to hear from you. As always, you can email us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can also check us out at Haunted Haze Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to check out our Etsy shop, Hippie Haze Studio. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Hippie Haze Studio. We have tie-dye, stash boxes, paintings, all kinds of one-of-a-kind crafts, and just different kind of gifts and things that you can find there.
Yeah, and we'd like to thank everyone that came out to the past couple of festivals that we've been a part of.
Oh, yeah.
And has bought a painting or a stash box or anything from us. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, we've been having fun doing these festivals. That's another reason that we're behind on doing some episodes.
Yeah, it really is. We've been painting our asses off.
Yeah, just getting things ready, getting things prepared. We've been working hard.
Yeah, so again, thank you to everyone and anyone that took the time to check us out at Hippie Haze.
Yeah. You know what's one of my favorite summertime activities?
What's that?
Going to the movies.
Going to the movies?
Yeah.
Well, that's actually something else we've been doing lately. We went and saw The Conjuring 2 and A Quiet Place 2.
Yes. A Quiet Place 2.
A Quiet
Place. No, it was A Conjuring 3.
A Conjuring 3, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Conjuring 3. The Conjuring 3.
Yeah.
The devil made me do it.
So, A Quiet Place 2. I mean, we're not going to obviously give away anything, but it's better almost than the first one.
Yeah, no spoilers, but I really enjoyed A Quiet Place 2.
And honestly, the night we went to see that movie, like, it was, the atmosphere was just right.
Yeah.
Like, first they were playing Kiss in the lobby of the movie theater. Right. I'm a huge Kiss fan.
Yeah, we were in line to get, like, some snacks, right?
Yeah, we got candy and a Coke, and, like, it was busy.
Yeah.
And it was, like, pre-COVID, but almost, like, pre-COVID 2 years ago, at least.
Yeah, there was a lot of people at the theater.
It was crowded.
It was kind of crazy.
There was somebody in our seats.
Yeah, you know?
Like, it really felt like it. But then the movie was so good.
But we have a cool theater, too, where you kind of, like, buy your seats ahead of time so you know exactly what's
in it. Oh, yeah, it's reserved.
Yeah,
and it's recliners.
Like, recliners, so, like, it's really cool.
Yeah, so, but A Conjuring, or The Conjuring 3.
Right.
It was really good, too.
It was, I did enjoy it. It wasn't as scary to me, But no spoilers again.
I would say it's not as scary as the first two Conjuring movies.
I feel like The Conjuring, in order of like good, it's they've kind of gone a step down each movie, right? So yeah. The first one, the second one, then the third one.
I would agree, but the second one is still pretty scary.
Yeah, the second one,
like the Slender Man or whatever.
Crooked Man.
Yeah, both of those
were really scary.
Yeah,
but I enjoyed The Conjuring 3, the story a lot with Lorraine and Ed Warren.
Me too.
More, it was a little bit more about their story, but
and honestly, I feel like I didn't know really until this movie came out that the Annabelle movies and all that. We're so involved with the Warrens.
That's because you haven't been keeping up and watching them.
I know.
Yeah. Actually, I love this newest Annabelle. The Annabelle Comes Home, the last
Yeah, I still got to watch it.
I think it's my favorite Annabelle. Yeah, it's really good. But anyway, so obviously, like,
going to the movies, it's just, we're just saying that going to the movies again was like really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And it was like, just kind of like old time. It was so nostalgic.
Yeah, so if you've been to the movies, hit us up. Tell us about your experience. We've had a great time going.
Yeah.
Back, so
I think that maybe the movies
might make
a little
bit of
comeback.
I don't want the movies to die.
That's what it's been. Sometimes we go to the movies on a weeknight and it's pretty slow.
Yeah, but I prefer that.
Yeah, me too. But whenever we've gone on the weekend, which was both Quiet Place and Conjuring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really busy.
There's also maybe opening night for both movies too, like Friday night.
True, but like, I'm just saying, The Conjuring was also released on HBO Max. And it was not as busy as A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
A Quiet Place was very packed. That's the one where somebody had already taken our seats.
I think going to see like action movies and horror movies are the best experience in the theater. Like, those movies don't hit exactly the same without going to the theater.
I've seen on TikTok where they have the 4D movie theaters where seats move and you spray the water on you. And
I want to experience that.
I want to go to one too, but would you turn the water off?
It depends on the movie.
I know. It's like,
is it like
Jaws? Titanic?
Or is it like Moose is spitting on you?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking if I did it, it would be fun, but I might turn the water off because I cannot stand just getting a little bit wet.
Absolutely. Kristen's like a gremlin. She cannot be wet, sleepy, or hungry. If she's any of those things, she's, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, a mega bitch. All right? Look, I love you.
Rude.
But I try my best to keep you. You're like a mogwai. I can't keep you. I keep you from being wet, sleepy, or hungry.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, also, before we get into our discussion today on haunted roads, I also want to mention to check out our friends Griffith Roasting Company. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram at Griffith Roasting Company. And also, you can find them on their website, griffith-roasting-company.square.site, and use code HauntedHaze for 10% off your purchase.
Yeah, look, guys, we tell you this because we need you to experience what we're experiencing, which is an out-of-body experience when I'm drinking Haunted Haze coffee. Like,
it's,
I'm telling you,
Devil's
it's
Divine.
Delicious.
It's so good. It's chocolatey, caramel, pecan, dark chocolate, or just dark coffee.
Vanilla creamer in it. That's all.
I
add a little creamer to it, and it's delicious.
Yes.
You could drink it black, though. I've done that before, and it's so dark and delicious aftertaste with the caramel.
It's really good.
You gotta try it. It's the Haunted Haze collaboration with Griffith Roasting Company Devil's Divine.
Yes. Check it out. It's so good, and don't forget to use code Haunted Haze at Griffith Roasting Company.
All right, so let's dig into it.
Let's get started.
We know you're out there traveling, and we want you to be aware of all these roads that you might come across.
Yeah. I mean, this has been a real eye-opener for me.
Turn.
Oh, God, that's a scary movie.
Yeah, I love those movies.
Right.
The Hillbillies? Yeah.
Right.
You don't want to go down one of those roads. You don't want to go down one of these roads. There are roads, streets, and avenues and highways around the world that take you on an unexpected journey. On these paths, there have been reports of ghosts, phantom hitchhikers, strange beings, and other unexplained phenomena. These are the world's most haunted roads. Number 1, Morrow Road. Across Lake St. Clair from Detroit lies Clay Township, and running north and south through the heart of this rural community between Holland Road and Shea Road is the two-lane Morrow Road. Much of it is still bordered by thick woods. Tales of the ghost that haunts Morrow Road might go back to the 1950s. It is thought to be the spirit of a young mother searching for her lost, dead child.
Wow, that's sad.
In 1893, during a snowstorm, a woman went out in the middle of the night searching for her toddler that had somehow wandered from the home. She was unable to find it and froze to death. It is said that the bodies were never found, but it is in fact that their spirits still haunt the road to this day. The area is also said to be the ancient burial grounds of the Indians. The legend is, if you drive out there at midnight, park on the old bridge and honk 3 times, the woman will appear to see if you have her baby. She is described as wearing a bloody white gown and has a very distorted face with no eyes.
Mm.
If you try to flee from her, she will chase your car down the road and may even kill you. Other eyewitnesses' accounts have reported seeing glowing orbs in the woods and the sounds of a crying infant near the bridge. One person that visited the road, I was skeptical of this whole legend. I got together with some friends and we drove out there one night in 1992. We shut off the car and sat there for a minute. My friend honked the horn a few times and right away we heard the baby crying. It was coming from underneath the bridge. We got out of the car, and I leaned over the guardrail, and I could hear it crying, but couldn't see anything. Somewhere out of the darkness, we heard a woman shout, "Where's my baby?"
That's pretty creepy. Number 2, Highway 93, Blood Alley. Highway 93 runs through a desolate desert northwest from Wickenburg up until Highway 40 near Kingman, just east of the Nevada border. The locals call Highway 93 Blood Alley because of the many tragic deaths that have occurred along its length. It is a winding, hilly road filled with blind curves and almost no road shoulder room. Due to the hills, there are dead zones where cell reception doesn't work, and there are no radio receptions except static. Oftentimes, you can travel the entire length of the road without ever seeing another vehicle. But those are the least of the driver's worries. The road has a history of tragedy. The entire length of the highway is dotted with small white crosses. In some spots, there's a cluster of crosses that marks where an entire vehicle of people had died tragically. There's one particular spot that is marked with 6 white crosses, a family of 6. Considering all of the tragedy that this road has seen, there's no surprise that it's haunted by phantoms. Frances and her family encountered the ghost of the highwayman as they traveled across the south towards Wickenburg late one night. The occupants of the 2 cars first saw what looked like the light of a lantern on the side of the road. As they approached, they could see who was carrying it. A man stepped out of the shadows. I could make out that he was a little over 6 foot tall, dressed in a black duster, jeans, and a cowboy boots. He had on a black cowboy hat that was pulled down low, concealing his face. He held a lantern in front of him and just above his head. From behind the glow of the lantern, I could see an old-time black Harley Davidson parked behind him and to his right side. I remember him taking one step forward as we passed him, and he took one step back, disappearing into the shadows. The light went out.
Creepy.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
It's really specific that he was driving a Harley.
It reminds me of Midnight Montgomery by Alan Jackson. I was thinking that the whole time.
That's weird.
He was like in the cowboy hat and everything. Anyway, number 3, Stockbridge Bypass, a.k.a. Killer Road. The Stockbridge Bypass, built around 1989, runs around the north side of the Stockbridge and its valley in northern England. Its nickname is Killer Road. This road has been the site of several ghost sightings, including small children playing under the underpass late at night when children certainly should not be there. When security guards approach, the children vanish. Some workmen have also heard children singing. The ghost of monk-like figures appears on the bridge that just seems to be watching. Sightings of this ghost have even prompted police investigations, which always turns up nothing. There have even been reports of the monk suddenly appearing in passing cars next to the driver.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's terrifying. They're just all of a sudden in the car with you? Ugh. Fuck that.
Number 4. Tin Moon Road. Tin Moon Road runs east and west in Hong Kong, south of Tia Lan County Park. This modern road in Hong Kong is known for its extraordinarily high number of car accidents. But the drivers aren't blaming bad road conditions or even other drivers. They're blaming ghosts. Phantom entities jump into the road in front of cars. Drivers have testified forcing them to swerve and crash. And when there's a fatality from one of these crashes, well, that just adds another ghost to this haunted road.
Ooh. So it's like they're trapped on that road forever.
Yeah, that's really... I mean, if I was... Like, going back a little bit to that other story, if I was driving on, like, a road and it's just lined with crosses where people have died...
Yeah, right?
I would be, like, extremely aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, like, I'm being really careful now.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Number 5, Highway 666.
Well, they're just asking for bad news on that road.
Well, they've also changed it. Now it's named Highway 191. It runs north and south in southeastern Utah, from Crescent Junction to Mexican Water in Arizona. Any highway with a designation 666 just has to be haunted, right?
Right.
In fact, this highway to hell had such a bad reputation that they renamed it Highway 191. A number of weird phenomena has been reported along the stretch of desert road. Speeding phantom cars that seem to vanish in thin air. Packs of vicious devil dogs. Incidents of time distortion and missing time reported by drivers. A young girl who walks along the highway. When drivers stop to see if she needs help, she disappears.
Wow.
A flaming 16-wheeler that threatens to run directly into oncoming vehicles.
That's scary.
One driver said he was alone and hadn't seen a car for miles and miles. Suddenly, he saw a truck that looked like it was on fire and heading straight for him. Right down the middle of the highway, the truck was going so fast that sparks were flying up off the wheels and flames were coming from the smokestack. It scared him so bad that he pulled way off the road and walked 20 feet or so out into the desert away from his car and waited for the truck to pass him, going what he estimated was 130 miles an hour. He then got back into his car and continued on. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
See this fucking terrifying semi barreling down the road on fire? Yeah.
Number 6, Clinton Road. Clinton Road runs north and south from Warwick Turnpike to Route 23 in West Milford, New Jersey. This country road is known as the most haunted road in the state. Much of its reputation comes from the legend of the ghost boy at the bridge at Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve? It's always bad.
Yeah. According to the story, a ghost of a young man lives underneath the bridge at the curve in the road. If you throw a coin into the stream below, they say that the ghost will toss it back.
Oh, wow.
There's also been accounts there of UFOs, mutilated animals, supposedly animals from abandoned jungle habitat zoo, interbred and interbred again, creating monstrosities. A set of eyes, possibly from a wolf, glow mysteriously in the night. Satanists were said to hang out in the area at a large decaying castle in the woods, which no longer stands. And rumors of a group of albinos who lived in the woods.
Random albinos. Just a group of
them. I know. I was thinking, like, how did they start a colony of just albinos?
Yeah, what are they called? Albani? That's terrible. I shouldn't make fun of them. I'm not.
No, you're not making fun of them.
But that's an interesting place. That's kind of like the Skinwalker Ranch. It has a little bit of everything. UFOs, yeah. Ghosts.
cryptids. Albinos? Yeah.
All right, so number seven, A229. A229 runs north and south near Maidstone, southeast of London, England. In 1992, a man by the name of Ian Sharp was driving on A229 from Sussex into Kent when a girl dressed in white that he described as having beautiful eyes suddenly stepped out in front of his car. Sharp was certain that he struck the girl and that she was lying under his car, possibly dead. Jumping from his car, Sharp was shocked to find that there was no girl, nobody, not even a white dress. He checked the entire area, even considering that what he might have hit was an animal of some kind. But there was no evidence of anything amiss. Local police officials have heard the same story from a number of other drivers, all claiming to run into a woman in white, yet nobody is ever found. Legend has it that the specter is the ghost of Judith Langham, who was killed in a car accident on the A229 on her wedding day. She was wearing her white wedding dress.
Wow. I hate it whenever I hear stories about, like, women getting killed on your wedding day. Like, what a bummer.
It always seems to be, like, all the haunted stories usually on roads typically are, like, that, though. Like, it's always, like, a woman that got, like, killed.
On her way to the wedding.
Or on prom night.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got into a car wreck and she lost her head. Now she's searching her for her head. Or she lost her baby.
It's, like, all comes from a tragedy.
Yeah, but they haunt that road. There's several roads in this area that I know of, especially like in like Tunica area.
Yeah.
Like in the Delta, where they say like you can see like ghosts of women doing that.
Why have you never taken me there?
Really? You would go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just found out about one in Batesville.
That's not that far. That's like 45 minutes.
There's a three-legged woman who chases your car. You want to go see that?
Okay, well, like, I was okay with going to see the ghost. Mm.
What about Heartbeat Hill? You know about Heartbeat Hill?
Yeah, I do know about Heartbeat Hill. That's like how we used to go to our old apartment.
Yeah.
We would go on to Heartbeat Hill. I never heard the heartbeat, I don't think, though.
Well, they say it's just some generator making the noise. Yeah. But I don't know.
All right, well, let's get back to it. Number eight. M6 motorway. M6 is the longest roadway in England, stretching 230 miles from Swinford at its southern point all the way up to Carlisle near the Scottish border in the north. Various paranormal phenomena have been reported along its long stretch of highway. A legion of Roman soldiers marching alongside of the road. The ghost of a woman who seems very distraught and trying to hitch a ride. A large truck inexplicably zooming the wrong way down the road, and eerie eyes peering out from bushes on the site of a mining disaster in the past.
Ooh, creepy. Number nine, Dead Man's Curve.
Again, another Dead Man's Curve. When I think of Dead Man's Curve, I think of Spring River in Hardy, Arkansas.
Right.
Everybody always talks about Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be something rough, right?
Right.
This Dead Man's Curve lies at the junction of Route 222 and 125 east of Cincinnati, Ohio. This road's deadly reputation might have begun in October of 1969, when five teenagers were killed there by another speeding car. Since that time, it is said, the ghost of a faceless hitchhiker haunts the intersection. Witnesses have described it as a pitch-black silhouette of a man. I noticed a man's shape on the side of the road. It turned like it was hitchhiking, with an arm sticking up. The thing wore light-colored pants, a blue shirt, long hair, and a blank, flat surface where the face should have been. We looked back. There was nobody there. I've also seen the black shadow figure walking its slow, labored, dragging walk by the side of the road.
That's really scary.
That's creepy.
I mean, yeah, I think you're right. Like, I don't think I'm here for the three-legged woman chasing me down the road.
I've definitely been on some of these dark country roads, you know, just driving before.
Yeah.
There's some creepy roads around here.
Well, we live in the country.
Well, we don't live in the country.
No, okay, we live in the South.
We live in the South, there so it's is, not very far to be rural.
Yes. Yeah.
We live, like,
close to the country.
Yeah, we live close to Memphis, right outside of Memphis, like in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And then just 15 minutes
right outside of that is the country.
It's like farmland, yeah. So there's all kind of, like, crazy, like, country farm roads and stuff like that.
But, like, how on the first story, if you had to, like, go to the bridge and honk, and then the ghost appears, I'm not down for that kind of thing. Yeah, because no, you're, like, inviting it.
It's like, it's like a demon. It's like,
yeah.
It's like a ritual type thing.
Yeah, you have to do this thing it's for like it to appear.
Inviting, like, Bloody Mary or Candyman.
I mean, we've seen, I think, maybe a possible ghost on the road when we went to Voodoo Village.
Maybe.
I mean, that maybe could have been something like that. Okay, number 10, Kelly Road. Kelly Road, or SR 4043, Kelly Road runs north and south in Industry, near Ohioville, just east of the Ohio border. Nicknamed Mystery Mile, a one-mile section of the road appears to exhibit weird phenomena or have paranormal effects. Normally, peaceful animals and pets among entering this area suddenly become vicious and violent for no apparent cause. One farmer said a few times they'd be woken up in the middle of the night by animals. They would just go crazy, making all kinds of racket, and then suddenly they'd stop. I wouldn't hear anything for the rest of the night. But when I check on them in the morning, I find my bales of hay torn to shreds, scattered everywhere. Some normally domesticated animals have been known to chase other animals and even people. One evening I went for a walk, says Dan Maley, who lived on the road as a boy. About half a mile into the walk, I heard chickens cackling. I turned around to see 8 or 9 chickens charging at me. I ran, but they kept on chasing me. They came out of nowhere, but once I passed a mile, they stopped. Just a few days later, the same thing happened with goats. Along the heavily wooded section of the road, wispy white apparitions have been seen. Unexplained noises also emanate from the woods. There's also a story of a ghost of the angry boy of Mystery Mile, told by Arissa, who lived there and always felt afraid. One night I decided I was sick of being so scared, she said. I forced myself to get up and go to the window and look out in our backyard. There was someone there, and even though it was pitch black outside, I could see him as if it were daylight. His face was pale and white, and his eyes were so sad. I don't understand how, but even though he was far away, I knew what his face looked like. It was an incredible thing, and his clothes that he had on looked to be decades old. Mm. Yeah, that's really creepy.
Yeah, it's always creepy to see any ghost, really.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a ghost.
Well.
And I don't really want to.
It's interesting to me that haunted roads seem maybe just as prevalent as haunted houses.
It makes sense.
You know what I mean? Just like there's a haunted house in every sit town,
yeah,
every city, there's a haunted road in like every town or every state, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
everywhere.
People die on the road all the time. And there are certain intersections that are just dangerous and have deaths more often.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a fact.
Sections of road that just have that.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about, really. Like, some roads just seem cursed.
Yeah. Honestly, is it cursed or is it just have a bad blind spot?
Well, I would love to hear from the listeners, you know, like, you tell us, like, your local haunted road.
Yeah, surely you've heard of
it. Have you been down a haunted road? Please email us. DM us on social media.
Yeah, email us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you want us to tell it, we'll tell it on the podcast and we'll give you credit. Just let us know. We would love to hear about it. I love all those local legends.
Yeah, me too.
Local lore. Well, so now you know what time it is, right?
It's time for verses already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do verses.
All right, sounds good.
As always, we take one scary thing and we pit it up against another scary thing and we talk about which one we think is scarier.
I guess I'm drawing.
You are?
Since I snatched the box from you and started digging around.
Where you at?
Okay.
Here we go.
Close it, please.
A super duper secret box that holds all of our scary
things. Oh, God, I don't like this one.
Oh, it's going to be scary, I know.
Bats versus rats.
It's not that scary. They're the same thing.
Rats are scarier.
Well, bats are kind of just like rats that fly.
Oh, God. But bats are, you know, they're in the trees. They don't fuck with me. Rats are terrifying.
Well, I don't know. Didn't bats give us COVID?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But
I think bats are cool. Like, right? Bats always remind me of Halloween and vampires and just the night and the dark and the moon.
Yeah, I think that bats are way cool compared to rats. I hate rats.
Well, rats are also kind of thought more of like as more disgusting creatures, right? You know, plus they're kind of the reason also fleas, but rats are kind of the reason of the Black Plague.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The spread in Europe.
Because they're disgusting creatures and people have them as pets. I'm sorry, but kind of gross.
You hating on it?
Yeah, I'm hating on it.
Having a rat?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but...
So you'd be cool if someone had, like, a pet bat?
No.
I think I would be more interested if someone had a pet bat.
If like, you have a pet bat, I have a lot more questions and, like, I am more interested. I probably would want
to
see
it. If you have a pet rat, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You don't have to get it.
No, keep it in the cage. Yeah. I mean, I want you to keep the bat in the cage. Honestly, what if it was, like, the episode of The Office where Dwight lets a bat out in the office?
Yeah, I would want to see the bat. I want to see your cage. I want to see your setup. Like,
what do you do? What do you feed it?
But I like how the bat kind of represents the dark and the vampires and, you know, Halloween.
Yeah.
When the rat, in fact, probably in real life...
Is maybe scarier.
Yeah, scarier more of a threat. Because it's more of a threat.
Yeah.
Bats do good things. A lot of them eat all the insects, like mosquitoes.
But if I see a bat outside, yeah, I'm not going to scream, you know?
Now, have you ever seen that...
giant bat.
That
thing.
Giant wolf bat that's like in the Philippines or whatever. It's like 6 foot tall. That's crazy.
That.
Could you imagine walking in the woods and coming across that thing just hanging in a tree?
No.
Looking at you.
Not at all.
At that point, would you think that a rat is scarier than a bat?
No, I guess at that point, I wouldn't think that the bat was scarier. I mean, I would think the bat was scarier, but I don't think in my everyday life am I going to come across giant bats.
Well, on this one, I'm going to go with bats because I think they just represent more scary things than rats do. There's just, with the Halloween, the darkness, vampires, vampire bats.
Okay, well...
The movie bats.
We all agree to disagree because if I see a rat, I'm screaming. If I see a bat, I'm not screaming. So that, to me, tells me which one's scarier.
There was a movie, and I can't remember the name of it. Damn. It's something goofy like They Live or something like that. And it was giant rats in the New York subway systems that were attacking people. But... They used dachshunds in the movie to look like rats. They dressed them up like rats and ran them all through the train and the subways and stuff.
That's hilarious.
To make it look like a bunch of giant rats, but it was actually like little weenie dogs.
That's hilarious.
I can't think of the name of the movie. That sucks.
Anyway,
that makes me want to play trivia.
Yeah, let's do it. What if that was a trivia question? That would be, I swear to God, if that ends up being a trivia question.
You know,
we did not set it up like that.
Or did we?
No.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's play trivia. Let's get back into playing trivia. I think the last time we left off, I was up 2-1 in our most recent.
Yeah.
It really looks like we're low on our cards, actually, that we haven't used. So I don't know if we're going to be able to do a best of 7 series. And maybe let's just play until...
we run out.
Yeah, it might just be 2 more rounds.
All right. Well, if I can come back on this one, that would be great.
Yeah, if not.
If you win this one.
It might be over.
It might be over.
Down 3-1?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's all good.
Bullshit. All right, you ready? I'm going to let you go first. Here we go. All
right.
What Wes Craven movie was inspired by the true story of a wild Scottish clan who murdered and cannibalized numerous people during the Middle Ages.
The Hills Have Eyes?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. How creepy is that? That was based on true.
I didn't know it was like that, though.
Well, no, it wasn't like that. Not like. Obviously, it wasn't like the movie. All right, so 1-0.
All right. What type of virus is unleashed in the 2016 movie Train to Busan?
Oh, man. What type of virus? The flu virus.
Zombie virus.
A zombie virus?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay, I felt dumb.
Sorry. What two...
That's my turn.
Oh, sorry.
What franchise has the most sequels? Puppet Master or Child's Play?
Puppet Master.
Correct?
Yes!
2-0.
What 2014 horror comedy is about beavers becoming zombies?
Zombievers.
Correct. 1-2.
I've never actually seen that movie. I've avoided it. Might have to check it out now. Set in 1630s New England, what 2015 movie involves an English farmer and his family who relocates to a forest which lurks in unknown evil?
The Witch.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes!
3-1.
Yes.
I should have been talking all that shit earlier.
This 1963 film features killer carnivores, plants, and an unusual meteor shower that blinds most of the population.
Little Shop of Horrors?
No. The Day of the Triffids.
Oh, what the fuck? Leatherface was a character in what horror film?
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
What was that, 4-1?
4-1.
What franchise has the most sequels? Saw or Children of the Corn?
Saw.
Wrong.
Damn.
Children of the Corn.
Were they got fucking 20? The Exorcist was the first horror movie to be nominated for what in 1974?
An Oscar. An Academy Award.
Correct.
Yes!
5-1.
Wow. What franchise has the most sequels? The Howling or Tremors?
Tremors.
Wrong.
Damn it!
The Howling.
They just came out with Tremors 10. What the fuck?
Sorry.
Okay. Psycho was the first American film to show what?
Blood.
Really good guess, but a toilet.
A toilet?
Yep. How crazy is that? I would
have
guessed.
What do I have to get to win?
7.
Oh.
You're at 5-1.
And this 1958 film takes place in a Swiss resort town where a mysterious radioactive cloud appears to be the cause of a series of decapitations.
The Fog.
Wrong. The Crawling Eye, a.k.a. the Trollenberg Terror.
Wow. Never seen it. What astrological event occurs during the 2017 movie Veronica that causes the character to invoke harmful spirits?
I'm just going to guess a solar eclipse.
That is correct. Yes! A solar eclipse. 6-1. You are a bad winner. You are a poor loser.
And a poor winner.
Yeah, a poor winner, too.
Who directed the original 1978 version of Halloween?
John Carpenter.
Correct.
Yeah, 62. Don't call it a comeback. What 2006 horror film about an alien plague was directed by Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn?
Alien. Signs.
No. Slither.
Damn. Well, gosh dang it.
6-2.
Who directed the 2003 slasher film House of 1,000 Corpses?
Rob Zombie.
Correct.
6-3. Who wrote and directed A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Wes Craven. Ding, 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 ding.
Do I not get any kind of redemption?
Yeah, I'll ask you this next one.
Four straight?
Yeah.
I get four straight?
Yeah. This 1982 film features an escaped mental patient with a drill who decides to crash a high school student slumber party.
The Toolbox Murders.
No, a slumber party massacre.
Damn.
So I'm the winner. But here, let me ask you this last question so that I can discard the entire card.
Yeah, me too. I got one for you.
All right.
Oh, you want to do double or nothing? Who gets this one right?
No.
Okay, I'll just read it to you.
All right.
How many murderers are revealed at the end of the movie Scream?
Two.
Correct.
The Thing arrives at Outpost 31 in Antarctica, disguised as what animal?
A dog.
A husky, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would count. But I won this one. F, yes.
Yeah. Ooh. So we're tied up 2-2?
Yep.
Well, it looks like we might only have enough for one round, so it looks like it's going to be winner take all.
Yeah.
And what do we say? You still want your Pandora bracelet?
Yeah, like, why back out on it now?
I want some, I want some action figure, Jason action figures from Target, I think. No, an Alien.
Oh, that would be good.
I don't know yet. Maybe Michael Myers. But I love Jason. I need Hatchet.
I think a Michael Myers would be good.
I think I had you. Well, that was fun. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm actually excited that you did so well.
Me like, too. I got a good hand this time.
Yeah, you got a good hand that. I feel that. But
yeah.
You knew the questions. You knew the answers. So
thank
congratulations.
You.
It's up 2-2. I think we're going to go one more round this time.
Yeah.
It's going to be winner take all.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited that we're back. I'm excited that we're here doing the podcast. We're in the super duper secret hide and play studio.
Yeah, it feels good to be doing the podcast again. We missed it. We do apologize that we haven't been so consistent again. We can't guarantee that we will continue to be able to put one out every week right now because of summertime. And we also kind of feel that way about the listener. Are you guys really wanting to hear one every week?
Yeah.
You know, are you that interested in scary things right now, it being summertime, you know?
Yeah, let us know. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear your suggestions for the show.
Yeah, tell us your likes, your dislikes. Review us on anywhere that you're streaming the show, be it Spotify or iTunes.
Yeah, or just send us an email and let us know, like, what's your favorite thing that we do? Or, you know, what if you think, like, this would be a cool segment for you guys to start?
Yeah, or some of the segments we do your favorite? Do you like how the stories we tell?
Yeah.
Do you just like how we interact with each other?
Because the whole reason we do this is because we want you guys to keep listening to it. And so we want you guys to enjoy it.
Exactly. Like,
we just need some feedback.
Otherwise, we'd just be talking to ourselves and recording it. That's kind of weird.
It is a little weird. But, you know, I think that we have seen, like, it's been really exciting watching our numbers grow and
absolutely
watching us get.
And we're very appreciative of everyone and anyone that's taking the time to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Thank you so much, everybody.
The goal is to entertain, but to help us do that, we would like a little bit more feedback. We have heard from some of you. We want to hear from more of you. Tell us what you like about it. Tell us what you don't like. Hit us up.
Yeah, and we'll be back soon. I can't wait to
talk
about...
I'm brewing up a good episode soon.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of... It's a little bit more detailed storyline-based episode.
Okay, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something creepy.
I'm intrigued.
Well, like always, make sure to hit us up. Our email us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast.
Also, look at our Hippie Haze Studio on Etsy, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yes, check us out.
Yeah, hit us up if you want some tie-dyes. The summertime is tie-dye season.
Yes.
So you've been full force making some tie-dyes. We got some awesome designs, some awesome colors coming out.
Yes.
We got some awesome paintings that I've been working on. Anything that you're really looking for, we can always do collaborations. If you got an idea, let's make it happen. Hit us up. That's a great way to support this podcast. We hope to hear from you soon. We'll be back soon with episode 29. Until then, peace out.
Peace out.
Stay on it.